Hello, everybody. This your girl, Shawana, doing another podcast. I hope everyone had a great day, and I hope everyone's having a great evening. I'm still so excited by doing this podcast and thing, doing my exit movement, letting go and let God take control. This evening, I want to talk about who are you living for? That's a question that I was asking myself earlier today. I was listening to the radio, listening to a little gospel, and I was listening to a pastor talking about who are you living for? And that is a question that we need to ask ourselves. Who are we living for? Are we living for ourselves? Are we living for our friends, our family? Are we living for God? Who are we living for? What makes us tick? Why do we get up every morning and do the things that we do to push through the day? Are we living for our children? Are we living to go to work every day for our jobs, to be popular? What are we living for? Who are we living for? That's the question that I want to talk about today. I know I can look at myself and, as I say, I speak my truth. I don't have a problem talking about myself now, about the things I've been through. And I can say for a long time, I was living for everybody else but God and me. I was so busy being there for everybody else that I wasn't there for my children and my mother and father at times that I need to be, because I was so busy out there trying to help everybody else and be everybody else's friend, be that go-to person that everybody could depend on, and I was leaving myself out. And I was leaving God out mostly. And God showed me, when times got rough, those same people that I was living for and doing for, when I needed help, they wasn't there. And God will show you who was there for you and who's not. And he will show you that he's the only one that you need to live for and depend on. So that's what I'm saying. Who are we living for? Why do we get up in the morning? Who's getting us up in the morning? That's the question. Because we just ain't getting up by ourselves and doing everything ourselves. You know, God is doing that. And we have to say thank you for what he's doing. And that's something that I had a hard time doing, of saying thank you to him. You know, I would cry out for his help, and then I forget to say thank you when he helped me. And, you know, I would get mad, you know, when I pray to God, when I was going through these different storms, and I would get mad when things didn't work out or when the people that I thought was going to be there for me wasn't there for me. I got mad and I was hurt and I was like, okay, but God was just showing me. He was showing me that he was in control. And he was showing me that those people was not the people I needed to be with. I was living for these people, and these people didn't care nothing about me. They talked about me. You know, they'd be like, girl, you know, I got you. Whatever you need. And then next thing I know, my name out in the street and ringing. God, her electric didn't got turned off. She didn't got put out the house. What's she doing? But these are same people that I gave the shirt off my back to when they needed help, was going through the same thing that I was going through. But I didn't talk about them. I just helped them because that's the type of person I am. And he had to show me, and I had to realize that. And then I had to step back and say, okay, I see what you're teaching me now. You're teaching me that these people is not the people I need to depend on. I only need to depend on you. And when I prayed to you, you already worked out who you was going to help, send to help me. And that's something that I had to understand. And a lot of times we have to understand that. The people that we think got our back, that's not who God got for us to help us. He gonna send the help, but it ain't gonna be who you think it is. And we got to learn that we can't be living for everybody else. We got to live for him, and we got to live for ourselves. We got to make ourselves happy. We got to do for us and not worry about what other people think of us and say, and try to live our lives according to what they say and think. That's the biggest problem that a lot of us have. We try to live our lives according to what our friends and family think, and not live our lives according to what God wants us to do. the only person we should worry about is him and how he think of us. We should fear him and fear how he think of us and how we're treating people and how we're living. Not what other people think, because who are they? They filter ass just like we are. I mean, I had to learn that. And so when I was listening to that pastor, I mean, it was hitting home to me because I was looking at myself. You know what I said before in the other podcast, the man in the mirror. I was definitely looking at the man in the mirror at myself. Looking at who am I living for? Why am I doing these things for people and not doing what I need to be doing for God? Because I have. And the reality check that came to me was from my own children when they would state, they say, well, mama, we felt like that you cared more about other people than you cared about us. Because you was always doing stuff for other people and we was always on the sideline. And then, you know, I was like, I don't put nobody before my kids. But then I had to think about when I was going through that storm and I was going through when I was in depression and my mind was all messed up. I was. I had them on the sideline. And I was worried about other people and other things. And I really wasn't worried about nothing myself. Trying to impress. Trying to be that person that everybody can depend on and people say, oh yeah, you know, Shawana help you. Shawana sweet. She got a kind heart. She do anything for you. You know, that kind of got to my head. And so I had to step back on that. When I hit rock bottom, Lord showed me. It ain't about you. You ain't nothing. Who are you? All the things that you did is because I let you do it. I gave you blessings to do it. You didn't do it by yourself. I had to realize that. So that's that question we have to ask ourselves. Who are we living for? What are we doing in this world to help others? Are we living for God and doing His will? Or are we just living, doing what everybody else is doing? Just to maintain, just to be seen, or just to have a status quo. Is that what we're doing? We need to think about that. Because what's going on in the world today, I can tell you a lot of us ain't living for God. A lot of us just living and doing whatever. And a lot of us living for Satan. Because he giving the glory of letting us do all this stuff to one another. And it's time out for playing. We got to get down to God's business and start living for Him and living for ourselves through Him. That's what we're going to have to start doing. I just came from Bible study and we're talking about the love story of Ruth and Boaz. And that story is in so many different segments of love. Not just between Ruth and Boaz, but between Ruth and Naomi. It's just such a good love story that you can learn from how to love one another as a man and a woman. And it's also a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law, a mother and daughter's love. And all of it is God's love together. And that is something that is so important that we need to start living for is God's love and loving one another. So that question that we ask ourselves, who are we living for? It should be God's love. It should be God and loving one another. That's what the answer should be. Not living for my cousin, not living for my mom and daddy. Not even living for our children because they don't belong to us. They're just borrowed until God called them home. Just like we are borrowed from our parents. So, you know, tonight, I just want us, if anybody that's listening to this podcast, just ask yourself that question. Who are you living for? Why are you living? And what are you doing? Are you living for God? And if so, what are you doing for Him and for others in His name? or you're just living just for the status quo, going through the motions of life. I hope this little snippet helps somebody. I hope everyone has a great evening. There's more to come. And I'm just going to continue to do this podcasting, and I'm praying that whatever I say is helping somebody and blessing somebody, because I got a lot to say. And I hope it's therapeutic for somebody, because it's very therapeutic for me to share my feelings and my storms and all things I'm going through, and just talk about life, period. It's therapeutic, and I hope it's helping somebody, because this is a movement of letting go and letting God, and just being free of all that pain and suffering, and just starting over, but starting over fresh with God leading the way, and just having a spiritual makeover. I mean, it's nothing like it, my Exodus. So I hope everyone have a great evening, and I talk to y'all later. Bye.